And now on the Garden Clinic, garden news.
From the 1700s here in Australia right through till the 1970s, when somebody started to fiddle around with trees and prune trees, they were called tree surgeons. Well, it wasn't till horticulturists started to teach the skills of tree surgery that they became formally known as arborists. It changed dramatically during the 1970s, at the end of the 1970s in particular, when an American arrived by the name of Dr. Alex Shigo. On this show, in the very early 1980s, I think it would have been 1981, maybe 82, I haven't checked my records, but I think it was 1981, we interviewed Dr. Alex Shigo from America, without a doubt, the world's foremost arborist. He changed not only American arboriculture and the skills required, he changed Australian arboriculture dramatically and, in fact, changed the world, in particular the French, because the French had skills that had led English horticulture and tree surgery skills which came to Australia. Well, that's all history. Arboriculture today in this country has gone in leaps and bounds. And we now have, of course, the Tree Contractors Association. The Vice President is on the line, Jim McArdle. Jim, welcome to the program.
Oh, good morning, Graham. It's lovely to talk to you this morning.
As Vice President of the Tree Contractors Association, Jim, you must come across this continuously. People worried about trees in their backyards, native trees in particular, but exotics as well. What should they be looking for of concern? What are the things that they should be keeping an eye out for that really should get them worried, or they should be observing and looking for before they contact you guys and say, look, I'm concerned about this, I'm concerned about that. Can you please get one of your members to come and have a look at this tree for me?
Oh, look, 100%. If you have large vegetation like trees on your property, I would be looking observing daily any changes or any materials that look odd. I certainly would be looking for, if I was a homeowner with large trees, I certainly would be looking for changes in structural or vegetation or canopy colour. I think they're typical when it comes to calling out an arborist. There are a number of different types of arborists. It's just not a simple solution to call out an arborist. There's gradations of or levels of arborists. So somebody who would consult would be a level 5, and somebody who would climb would be a level 3, and you have level 2 obviously for doing gardening and helping out with the level 3. Level 4 supervisors, level 8 for testing and further group of trees assessment. So my advice would be, what are we looking for? We're looking for a proactive tree management, and that would mean that the person is, after a storm, they would have a look outside and have a look at the tree and see if there's any changes to the tree structure or like including colouring of the branches or branches going in a horizontal or vertical direction where they weren't before. So,
what if you've got, say, suddenly a branch high up in the tree, and look, maybe it's a eucalypt. It's with a eucalypt, and you've got suddenly branches high up in the tree, and suddenly some of those branches suddenly have no leaves, and you think, oh, that's a bit unusual. I think, by the way, you're right. I think we tend to, we're worried about a whole thousand, a lot of things. We worry about the kids and the mortgage and the air in the tyres and put petrol in the tyres, and we forget about the trees. We worry about them during storms, but we don't worry about them from week to week and day to day. And I think you're quite right. We need to look up more often than what we do. But we suddenly see, you see a branch and it has no leaves on it. What could that be?
A typical situation, obviously it depends on the type of tree, and the concerning thing would be if it's in some species, a dead branch will signify a number of issues like fungal, bacterial, or a dislodgement. But in some species, they'll indicate, birds just egressing and accessing a tree. It's just overuse.
Yeah. And
because we reduced the number of trees in our seaboard area, I think the birds are sort of like really needing to land on certain branches and, of course, the nocturnal life.
What about where you've got a tree and you've got two branches, two main trunks, I should say, not branches, trunks of the tree, and these are big trees in a garden, and maybe you've bought the house and the tree's already existing, at about, say, 2 metres from the ground, and the tree, the trunk has split, 20 years ago, and you've got two trunks going up, and there's a V-shaped trunk, and you've got two branches going up, two trunks, I keep using the wrong term, two leading trunks, and they've got a V shape, not a U shape, but two V-shaped trunks going up. Is that a worry, or should we keep an eye on that, or is it nothing to worry about and just move on?
Well, the strongest union is your U union, and if it's a V union, obviously it's something that needs to be checked and looked at. I certainly would clean a V union if I'm walking through a school or a person's property. I see a V union clogged up with material. I tend to clean it out because you don't want any further debris in that union. It would lead to a compression fault where the tree eventually puts pressure on itself to open that V union up. Now, there was an interesting case. I was in Beecroft the other day, and there was an old stump. A tree had grown up over an old stump, and it was a U union, but the tree had grown three or four stems around an old stump, and it was quite a large tree. And I got my shovel and started digging out in the centre. And of course, the lady was very concerned when I said it was based on an old stump. And so unions, you have to check them, and they are a source of worry if there's a change. But what can you do if there is a change? You could break them and put a fail-safe in them, or you could ensure the root system is able to provide more nutrients by supplementing and again, it depends on what type of tree it is, Graham. If it's indigenous or Australian native tree, you would certainly not use any phosphate fertilisers, but you would use, there's a product out called Nutrog by Populate, which is quite a good product for the Australian trees. And it's not actually a fertiliser, it's a tonic. It's a bit like, we used to recommend sea salt, but I think sea salt, the pH, is always a worry when you're introducing it into a native indigenous tree environment, because it does bring a alkaline solution to the soil. So
we could talk for hours, but what we've done in the last couple of minutes is alerted people to the trees in their gardens. We've alerted to the fact that, in fact, there is a tree contractors association that they can actually contact you guys. What's the number, or is there a website that they should go to, Jim, that puts them in contact with people like yourself?
Oh, definitely. You can call 1300-660-379. That's 1300-660-379, or email at admin at tcaa.com.au. But there is a website there, Tree Contractors Association of Australia. Don't get it mixed up with the Tai Chi Association of Australia.
No, absolutely brilliant. Thank you for that, mate. Much appreciated. That's Jim McArdle, Vice President, the Tree Contractors Association. I'll have more details to tell you about after the 7:30 news. Thank you, Jim.